Pharrell Williams here on Phoenix FM. That, of course, is Happy. And I'll tell you what, I'm very happy now because I've been joined in the studio by Roland Canoff from the Brentwood Brewing Company, and he's brought some samples with him. We'll tell you more about that later. But on Saturday, the brewery will celebrate its public grand opening day. And they've produced a new beer to celebrate that. It's called Plumberry. And it's very nice indeed. Anyway, joining me in the studio now, it's Roland Canoff. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a busy few months for you down at the Brentwood Brewing Company, hasn't it? You moved into the premises in September, I believe, did you?
That's correct, yes.
Yep. Yes, so you moved into the Calcott Hall Farm premises, I believe, did you?
That's correct, yes. We took over a couple of big old barns around the back of the farm shop. At the beginning of the year, and we've been busy working away at them to turn them into a brewery, and we're there.
You're up and running, are you?
Up and running.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the last time I had a visit from the Brentwood Brewing Company, that was back in March. We were joined in the studio by the Earl of Brentwood. Is he here today, Roland?
He's not here today, but he will be running around on Saturday.
Wow, right.
He's a very busy chap.
At the open day, yep. Yeah. It's strange. You never see Roland and the Earl of Brentwood together in the same room. Yeah, I don't know why that is. But anyway.
Mirrors. All done with mirrors.
So, yes, it's happening. Your new premises at Calcott Hall Farm. You've taken over their old potato barn, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
And you've got a special guest on the day as well, I believe.
We have young Eric Pickles coming along to cut the ribbon at 11:30.
Right, okay.
And actually, we've got the mayoress coming at 1:00 to say hello.
Lovely.
Sample a beverage or two.
Right, well, this sounds like a great event. Now, this beer that you produced, it's called Plumberry Ruby Beer, and I've just had one little sip of it, I promise, no more. The first thing I tasted was the plum in it. It's, you know, and it's really nice, really lovely. Is this Sophie at work?
It is indeed, yes. Yeah. Sophie produced this, so using plums and blackberries from Calcott, grown at Calcott Hall Farm.
Right.
Which sort of pulled it all together, so as our celebratory moving in brew.
Right. Just explain for us who Sophie is.
Sophie is our head brewer.
Yes.
She's been with us now pretty much since the company started, and been creating some wonderful brews. So, I mean, this one, for example, I mean, I do a bit of brewing. I know how to brew beer, but this I thought this is going to be very, very unusual, and so yeah. Fingers crossed, but it's... Well, she's proved correct again.
I've got to say,
it's excellent.
I'm just going to have another sample now. Just a little sip, you understand. And that is really, it is really lovely. It's fruity, and then you get the beery hoppiness afterwards. It's very enjoyable indeed. I rather like that. It's going to be tempting to finish the bottle off, but I better not.
And you can sample that on Saturday.
Okay, excellent. Anyway, so why did you need to move? Were you sort of running out of space at the old premises? Or?
Exactly. I mean, when we first moved there 4 years ago, it was a lovely setting. Again, farm-based, overlooking the golf course, and it was great. But just as things move on, you just need more of everything. You need more power, more drainage,
yep.
More space. And this is what we've got by coming to Calcott, plus the fact where we were... we were very shut away from the public. No, very few people knew where we were.
Yeah.
Whereas Calcott Hall Farm Shop was obviously a famous place on a busy road.
More prominent.
Everyone's going to know we're there. So.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so it's obviously a busy time at the moment, I would think, in the run-up to Christmas. Is this your busiest time of the year?
Yes, we hope so.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I mean, we obviously... it's not that seasonal because we have different things going on at different times. We're generally beer festivals through the summer,
right?
And then you've got different events and things going on. But certainly Christmas is a big time.
Right, okay. So it's the grand opening day on Saturday, and you've got food supplied by Richard James. He's got a customised kitchen in a 1968 Citroën van, I believe.
Absolutely,
yeah?
Absolutely, yes.
So what else is happening on the day?
We've got lots of food, well, lots of things, all with beer in, actually, funny enough.
All right.
Various foods we've got. He's producing a rabbit and plum pie.
Right.
Which is going to have the Plumbury Ale in it.
Okay,
which
yeah.
I've already had a sneak preview of that. It's very, very nice. Yeah. We've got a chicken pie with Brentwood IPA in. We've got a chicken casserole with Brentwood Gold. We've got winter warmer sausages. We've got bread made with winter warmer and mustard made with winter warmer as well.
Sounds fantastic.
Coming soon. They may be there in time for Saturday. I'm not quite sure. We've also got chocolate orange puddings. And chocolate orange truffles as well.
Right. Now, from memory, you did a sort of chocolate beer recently as well, didn't you?
Chocolate orange we've had for quite a while.
Okay, right.
And it's actually the official beer of the International Anthony Burgess Foundation.
Okay.
Who's the guy who wrote Clockwork Orange.
Okay, yeah.
So it goes out all over the world to people who like Clockwork Orange as well as Chocolate Orange.
Yep.
Again, one of Sophie's mad creations, really. We had did a beer called After Eight,
right,
which had chocolate and mint in it, and was 8.3%.
Oh my goodness, that's
so
strong.
Yeah, that was and it was very, again, I had my doubts, but no, it was lovely.
Well, she's a great asset to your brewer,
indeed,
isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so it's the grand opening day on Saturday the 16th of November. All kicks off at 11 a.m. going through till 4 p.m. and it's at the Calcott Hall Farm Shop, which, would you like to tell us exactly where that is, Roland?
That's a good question. It's it's on the Onger Road, the A128, about a mile out of Brentwood, going north, on the left hand side. You go over the top of the A12, and it comes up on immediately on your left.
Right.
And if you go in there, follow the drive up, you'll go past the farm shop, and we're up on the right.
Brilliant.
Be a little bit careful if you're putting it in your sat nav. The sat nav wants to take you down the A12 and make you climb up the embankment.
Right. Okay.
So we're not on the A12. Ignore your sat nav. We're on the A128. Hopefully, okay, we'll see you there.
Well, I can thoroughly recommend the Plumberry Ruby beer. It's a very nice drink. I might even come down and buy a few bottles of that, I think.
Very wise. Good decision.
Now, Roland, Brentwood Lighting Up, that's coming up. It's only a few weeks now, isn't it? What are you doing for Brentwood Lighting Up?
It's certainly not far away, is it? It's coming up on the 30th.
That's right.
Saturday the 30th of November.
Yeah.
We'll have a bottle stall there, so you can come along and buy some Christmas presents.
Excellent.
I dare say there'll be a few tasters going on. Not quite worked out that one yet.
No,
but,
okay.
That's
but
going
you,
on. I mean,
you're going to have a stall there with
Tuff Gunner. We'll certainly have a stall at Lighting Up Brentwood. We were just saying, there's so many events coming up.
Yep.
As well as our grand opening at the new brewery at Calcott on this Saturday the 16th.
Yep.
There's a really great beer festival at Rochford.
Rochford Beer and Cider Festival,
that's
yeah.
That's next week. Also next week, the Fatlin and Firkin pub in Hornchurch.
I know it, yeah.
That's reopening after a major refurb,
right.
And they're switching over, and we're very glad to say, to have a lot more beer in there.
Wonderful.
So that's always a good sign.
And you're going to be one of them, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Fantastic.
That's absolutely right. Carrying on to the following weekends, there's a Christmas market at Marsh Farm.
Yeah.
Down Woodham Ferrers Way, and there'll be all sorts of things going on, including, I'm glad to say, a bottle stall from the Brentwood Brewing Company. And then the other thing I'd like to add, the fact is, as through December, certainly leading up to Christmas, every Saturday the brewery will be open for visitors to come along and buy yet more Christmas presents.
Excellent.
And merchandise, as well as all the different foods with the beer in, and obviously all our beers.
Right.
We've got t-shirts, we've got umbrellas, we've got you name it, we've got it.
Fantastic. So you know, when they visit you in the farm shop, can they see the workings of the brewery sort of going on, or is that separate? Is it
The brewery's just a little bit past the farm shop.
Right.
But certainly if you certainly on these Saturday mornings, certainly on the Saturday of our grand opening, you'll be able to see the whole lot.
Yeah.
On the Saturday mornings, you'll certainly be able to see the equipment. There won't be any work. We won't be brewing on those Saturday mornings, but you'll certainly be able to see where it all happens.
Where it all happens. Lovely. Okay, well, good luck with all those events. Sounds like you're going to be busy. We'll be at the Brentwood Lighting Up, of course. Phoenix FM will be hosting the main stage and a second stage in Crown Street. So at some point during the day, I'll be looking for some refreshments. So I might well see you on the day. So, so anyway, Roland Canner, thanks very much for coming in once again. And see you at Brentwood Lighting Up, if not before.